Classic Rock 105.9 WGKC. We're back at it on Monday morning with Rob Stone. We have been promising you a major concert announcement, and I have a special guest on the line to help me make the announcement.
Rob, how are you doing, buddy? It's Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon calling.
Hey, Kevin, it's great to have you on the line.
Well, I guess I'm the guy making the announcement here, and this is something that I've been looking forward to making for a long time, and that is that REO is coming home, baby. We are coming to Champaign. We'll be at the Virginia Theater on May 27th for an evening with REO Speedwagon. We're celebrating 40 years since the first album came out, 1971. And we are going strong. I can't think of a better place for the celebration than the Virginia Theater in Champaign, the home of REO Speedwagon. And we will be hanging out down on REO Speedwagon Way. We're gonna be all over the city, and we're just gonna make a major party out of it. So we hope that all of our friends will come down and share the night with us. It's gonna be a big one, May 27th at the Virginia Theater.
Showtime is 8:00. REO Speedwagon is coming home. They are gonna tear up the town in a good way. Looking forward to the show at the historic Virginia Theater.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. You know, I mean, Champaign has got such a part of the whole history of REO Speedwagon, and the thought of coming back there and celebrating 40 years since the first album and 30 years since the High Infidelity record, it's just going to be a great night. I'm really looking forward to it.
I can't believe 30 years since High Infidelity.
I know. 30 years ago, right now, that High Infidelity was the number one record in the world. It's pretty amazing. It doesn't seem like it's that long ago. But I will tell you what, the show that we're going to be playing, it's a long show, and we play 7 or 8 songs from the High Infidelity record right in a row when we come on stage. And we play songs from the very first album, from the 1971 album, all the way through. It's hits, it's album cuts. We'll see. We're trying to set up some special guests to show up. You know, former members of the band that we're going to try to see if we can rustle up some interest in coming in for this show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, whenever we play Champaign, it just, you know, as soon as we pull into town, it's just like the energy just brings us right back to where we started. And you know, the people of Champaign, without you guys, you know, there would be no REO Speedwagon. That was the original support system that the band had. And, you know, we don't take that for granted for a second. And, hey, we got a street named after us in Champaign. We're going to be hanging on that street. I want to walk around that street, man, and feel good. I mean, that's amazing. You know, I mean, we don't take that lightly, man. That's very, very cool.
And people from Champaign are very proud when somebody mentions REO Speedwagon. We say, well, you know, they got their start in Champaign, Illinois. They played the college towns, the bars, and the whole scene at the U of I. So,
you bet, man. That's our roots. And, you know, it's funny, as time goes on, you know, I think we actually appreciate our roots even more, you know, and that's the feeling that I have and that the band has. It, you know, when we look at Champaign now, it's even more apparent to us what a big part of the band the people of Champaign have been for us. And so this is going to be a really fun night. We're all really looking forward to it.
And we're looking forward to having you at the Virginia Theater. Now, this is exciting because the Virginia Theater is undergoing some restoration, and the Park District is still raising money to help to continue to restore the Virginia Theater. But the sound, I've been to many concerts at the Virginia Theater, and the sound is absolutely great, and it's very intimate. The venue is, the fans are close to you, you're close to the fans, and it's just a great place to see a show.
Well, there is a movement all over the country, in small towns, big cities alike, of refurbishing the old beautiful theaters, because they're such amazing buildings, and the architecture is great, the sound is great, and they're just perfect venues for rock music, for Broadway type plays, for symphony, for everything. And you know, a lot of the buildings have kind of fallen by the wayside, and people are realizing that unless they put the time and the energy and the money money back into these theaters to refurbish them, they're gonna fade away. And whenever we play those theaters, I'm always just inspired, because these are rooms that were made for music. You know what I mean? It's different than playing a basketball arena or a hockey arena, whatever. These rooms are made for concerts. And so it's we played a theater last night in Sarasota, Florida. Gorgeous. You know, 1,700 seats, just a perfectly acoustic room, and we rocked the place. And we play theaters like that all over the country now, and it's just they're great venues to hear a concert in, for sure.